Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts in front of the plate. Landreth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bailey moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Baker applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoke. Kluszewski moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kluszewski tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Reds. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Post moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Post scores. Jablonski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Reds. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker is hit by the pitch. Eddie Mixes pinch runs for Gene Baker. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Mixes moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mixes tags and scores. Fondi tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Reds. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball for a double play. Fondi tags and scores. It's 5-2, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Mixes now playing second base. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Post. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Post steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Post moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey is walked intentionally. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing third base. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Drake pinch hits for Bob Rush. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Hughes now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Morin chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Morin. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes strikes out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hughes. Robinson moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post is hit by the pitch. Kluszewski moves to second. Jim Davis now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Kluszewski tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Reds. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. Kluszewski scores. Post moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Reds. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klipstein bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mixes covering, for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim King pinch hits for Jim Davis. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Post strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing third base. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.